This Learn IT to Teach podcast episode is another conversation with a teacher implementing Link Blended Learning. This time, our conversation partner is Jen Artan, a teacher based in London, Ontario, working in a specialized CIC-funded language program focused on the workplace. So I'm speaking today to Jen Artan. Jen's been doing some really exciting things with blended learning, with flexible delivery in her Link program in London, Ontario. Jen, could you start by telling me what you understand the term blended learning means?
Well, for me, blended learning, it's an approach to learning that not only uses computers and technology in the classroom, but that makes this more this experience more interactive and meaningful to the students. And for me, it means making efficient use of things like a learning management system by, you know, integrating it into the course curriculum.
Who are you teaching these days, and how does blended learning apply to them?
I'm teaching a Link 5-7 specialized language training group that is a workplace group. They do retail, and part of the program involves a classroom component and a co-op component. They're all adult learners with the average age of about 43. It's a small class size, about 12. So we're using, or we have used, the blended learning in the class right from the beginning. So I had this group. I created my own units, and one of the things I created with this group was a unit on accessibility for Ontarians with Disabilities Act, that's AODA. They provide a lot of really great customer service training. So I made the students, I gave them access to some of their videos, and we've done discussions, blog tasks, and that sort of thing. Again, because the workplace is such a strong part of this program, I've also developed a health and safety unit. So the students have done things like witness training and, you know, safe lifting and things like that.
What do you see as the benefits of this approach?
I think one of the biggest benefits, or the strongest benefits, is providing the students a safe environment to get to know how to use a learning management system and to improve their computer technology skills. I mean, computer skills are essential in the workplace today for sure, and providing the students with the opportunity to, get to know how to chat, get to know things like proper tone and use of emoticons and that sort of thing, what's appropriate in the Canadian workplace. A lot of the on-the-job training nowadays is more often than not computer-based. So my learners already have used some of these skills they learned in the classroom with this system in the workplace learning management system.
So what were the problems you encountered in getting blended learning going with the group?
Well, for some, like I said, initially it was there was some reluctance to use it. There's how can I, you know, how am I going to be able to access this at home? I'm never going to be able to remember. There were some technology issues for sure, those that don't have the technological background. Once they're at home trying to problem solve issues like, you know, browser issues or internet connectivity, that sort of thing, sometimes that can be more than they can handle on their own. When they're in the lab, of course, I'm there, their colleagues are there to help them out. So when they're not able to resolve technological issues like the browser or Java updates, that sort of thing, that can make them feel frustrated and take it personally.
What role did the Learn IT to Teach teacher training play in getting you up and running?
A huge role, for sure. I couldn't have done it without them. The Learn IT to Teach program provided me with a mentor who was infinitely patient and responded to all my queries and questions. And I think a lot of instructors, myself included, you feel, you know, I don't want to ask this question. It might seem pretty basic. I don't want to seem stupid. But, he responded to every problem that I had with patience and understanding. And not only that, the stages, stage one, two, three, I'm in stage four right now, they're set up, they're designed with an ESL audience in mind, ESL instructors. So it's very methodical, it's step by step, there's support every step of the way, and plus you've got access to it. So for me, I probably went back and viewed some of those slideshows and modules four or five times each. I know the there were a few, like when I was trying to do the nanodolling activity, I had to go back and look at that a few times before I got it to work. But I have the confidence now to at least know how to navigate the Learn IT to Teach system. And you know, I couldn't have done it without them.
Jen, what advice would you have for other teachers who are trying to put learning technology and blended learning to work in their linked classes?
Well, my advice for sure is to find out what's out there, do your research, and go through the Learn IT to Teach stages, one straight through, you know, up till three, four, however far you need to go. You need to find out how a blended approach will work with you and with your learners. You need to start small. There's so many different functions and things that you can do within a learning management system. Yeah, you don't necessarily need them all. Find out what works for you and your learners and go from there.
Well, thanks so much for your time, Jen. It sounds like you're doing some really exciting stuff, and we wish you and your learners all the best of luck.
Well, thanks for having me.
Carry on with stage four.
I certainly will.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This podcast comes to you from the Learn IT to Teach project. The project is funded by the Government of Canada through Citizenship and Immigration Canada. Thank you for listening.